5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Can we, because she gets that lyric, and as I just told you via IMDb trivia that it's about the will, can we get into the lawyer breakdown scene and the logic of her being like, I don't want the money from his will?
Sure. It's like, yeah, just give it to a nonprofit of your choosing.
Yeah. I mean, it does give us, I would say, your favorite Julianne Moore scene from the film, because I can do an impression of this, which is she's confessing to the lawyer that she shouldn't get the money because she did indeed marry him for his money, but now she loves him and now she feels incredibly guilty for all the things she did during their marriage.
Right.
Including sucking on the men's cocks.
Cocks?
I cheated on him, Alan. I cheated on him, okay? I cheated on him many times. I sucked on the men's cocks.
It's the only impression Lauren can do, and it literally never gets old.
Linda, what kind of medication are you on? This isn't about medication. Can you give me nothing? Can you give me nothing? So he's like, fine, if you don't want the money in the will, just rescind it. And she's like, great, where does it go? And it goes, well, it goes to his son. No, that can't happen. It's like, give the money away. It's fine.
Or like, leave it to your four fucked up dogs. Or I guess there's only three by the end of this movie. That's my favorite Tom Cruise moment, where he's like, Phil, I will drop kick these fucking dogs if they come near me.
That was very much me before I had a dog. I did not like other dogs.
I think that's still you with non-frosty dogs.
Yeah, fuck a big dog that jumps on you. What right do you have? Where's your decency? Also, okay, to go back to the pharmacy scene and the pharmacy breakdown, it is...
There's got to be customer service protocols that prevent something like this from happening, but whatever, we'll just let that go.
A pharmacist would never comment the way that this guy does. And only so it leads to Julianne Moore having a breakdown that we kind of all want to have in front of service people who've pushed us too far, but... Why would he think the person that's getting the antidepressants is also the person that's going to be using the liquid morphine?
He's like, yeah, quite a party you could have with all this stuff.
I'd be like, are you okay? I'm sorry, because I'm a pharmacist and I know that if I'm giving you liquid morphine, it can only mean one thing.
Yeah. Very unprofessional, whatever pharmacy this is.
Also, I forgot that there's a scene where Julianne Moore potentially tries to kill herself by just having the car running in the garage.
And then she's like, maybe I should say bye to my husband.
Oh, I more thought it was because she looks at the pharmacy bag where she's like,
I should give him the morphine.
Yeah, I should give him the liquid morphine, because that's when she says to Philip Seymour Hoffman, who she smacks during that, like, you don't call him. You don't know. See, she's like, I'm sorry I smacked you. Tell him I love him. I gotta pass out in my Mercedes on Magnolia Boulevard, if you'll excuse me.
Well, also, Linda, it's like, so you're gonna make Phil find your body? You're like, sure, he deals with dead people all the time. Why not traumatize this poor man further?
Is that her intention? Or does she just fall asleep in a car?
No, she's trying to kill herself. Then she remembers that she needs to give her dying husband the morphine. And then she leaves and goes to overdose and drink little Amy Adams bottles of vodka and stuff. That's just what I always will associate.
And then the child in the beginning shows up in her car, which the one thing that P.T. Anderson did cut from this film is the subplot with this child and the man that John C. Reilly is chasing in that scene where he loses his gun. That's supposed to be the actor Orlando Jones, which had a larger plot line where they are a con artist son and father.
Okay. I mean, it was probably good. Why did they cut it?
Fuck it. Make it 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
We're sorry that we had to cut that off, but if you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/everyoutfit.